Deplatforming is a type of political activism with the goal of shutting down controversial speakers or those who spread hateful speech. It works by denying loud and controversial commentators access to express their opinions, something we've seen with Channel 9 and Sam Newman, and Nine's The Today Show and Pauline Hanson, who have each gone their own ways. Recently, an open letter in Harper's Magazine was signed by a group of 150 academics, writers, and activists, including Margaret Atwood, J.K. Rowling, and Noam Chomsky, expressing concern that a new set of moral attitudes and political commitments are weakening norms of open debate. Neha Maddock is National Co-Director of Democracy in Colour, who spoke with The Wire's Soph Landau about the impact deplatforming has on free speech and open debate.
I think that deplatforming people who are spreading hate and division and people who have really large audiences is actually part of a robust liberal democracy. If someone like Pauline Hanson gets a unrivaled regular paid spot on the Today Show, then she should be held to account and she should face the consequences of the things that she says. And if she says things that are so hateful and so divisive and so dangerous that they actually lead to increases in violence towards people of colour or towards marginalised communities, then she needs to face the consequences of that. Sure, you can go out there and say what you're thinking, but people will respond to that and they might not like what you're saying.
Pauline Hanson has been given a platform by multiple media networks over the years. Only now her relationship with Nine's The Today Show has ended. So what do you think that this achieves?
Channel 9 put her on The Today Show because they knew that she would bring in money. They knew that they could profit from racism and fear-mongering. They knew that her divisive comments would bring in outrage, it would stimulate discussion, and that would lead to advertising dollars. What it does, with both Sam Newman and Pauline Hanson now shown the door, what it demonstrates is that they're worried that their advertisers are going to pull out, or that their advertisers are getting nervous about these now very open discussions about race, the fact that people are being held to account for the consequences of what they're saying. I think that's a good thing. I think that's actually equalising the situation that we have. It's actually democratising our media more than it is something to be worried about.
On July the 7th, a group of 150 academics, writers and activists, including Margaret Atwood, J.K. Rowling and Noam Chomsky, they all signed a letter in Harper's Magazine expressing concern that a new set of moral attitudes and political commitments are weakening norms of open debate. Many of the signatories who put their names to the open letter, like some of them do have very varying views, but they all agreed that contentious debate is better than silence. So some might argue that allowing people to have their voices heard is part of democracy.
I simply just don't agree with the premise of the letter, that people are being silenced. I think that through the internet, through social media platforms, we're actually able to bring a lot of new voices to the front and bring a lot of new perspectives to the front. It's allowed the LGBTIQ community, people of colour, who have traditionally been marginalised, to really stand up, demand change, and demand accountability. When people sign on to a letter saying that in this day and age people are being stopped from being able to say what they think, I think that those people should ask themselves, who is stopping them from saying what they think? Why do they think they're being stopped? And what material impact is this actually having on their lives? What has this actually changed? I would love if deplatforming people actually led to more consequences and more severe consequences for them. But I haven't actually seen the kind of consequences that they claim there have been. You see Louis C.K. disappeared for a few years. He's sort of come back now quietly, still doing his circuit. Other people as well who've sort of been called out for what they've done continue to work in their professions. They continue to be quoted in the media. They continue to be asked their opinions. I think that ultimately it's a matter of thinking about the power and the responsibility that comes with going in the public forum and saying what you think and being prepared for people to have different opinions to you.
Neha Maddock, National Co-Director of Democracy in Colour, speaking there with The Wire's Soph Landau.